To whom belongest thou? To whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? 1 Samuel 30 and verse 13. You cannot be neutral. You must declare yourself. You're either enlisted in the ranks of light or registered in the ranks of darkness. You either belong to the Savior or to Satan. Who is your sovereign? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. When the sick young man in 1 Samuel chapter 30 was asked this question, he replied that he was born in Egypt and had for his master an Amalekite. Egypt in the Bible is a type of the world. The Amalekite is a type of the devil. That is why God declared war against Amalek from generation to generation and swore he would put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Exodus 17, verses 14 to 16. Except you have been born again by the Spirit of God, you're in the world, and your master is the devil himself. No amount of religious ceremony, religious profession, or religious work can rid you of the devil's mastery over your soul. You are his body, soul, and spirit. He dominates your mind. He darkens your soul. He dictates your way. Who is your master? Unconverted soul, you can only answer truthfully, the devil. But what is your service? Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey? His servants ye are, whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans chapter 6, verse 16, Satan's servitude is sin unto death. Servants learn from their masters. So the evil of Satan himself is imparted into your body, soul, and spirit. Hell's pleasures today will be hell's punishments tomorrow. Satan's delights today will be Satan's destructions tomorrow. The serpent's fascinations today will be the serpent's fumes tomorrow. Oh, be not deceived. To whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are. Unconverted soul, face up to the truth. The devil's service is slavery. Wherein is your satisfaction? You have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity. Romans 6 and verse 19. What hard service is this? What unprofitable servitude? What polluted bondage? What soul-destroying employment? No one ever served the devil and got any lasting satisfaction. If you serve not Christ, you are in cruel bondage indeed. Quit the devil's service now. Enlist in Christ's service right now. Listen to his promise. Make it your law. Look to his passion. Make his cross your hiding place. Love his person. Fall at his feet. Acknowledge him as your Lord. Cry out I yield, by dying love compelled. I own thee, Lord Jesus, my conqueror.